My name is Hassan Akil. I teach high school digital media. I'm a product of the public school system in New Orleans. I was a lifelong career professional in the entertainment industry. And my wife and I had my first son. And I was sitting at home 2 weeks in looking at his face, and I realized I can help. I was similar to these kids in a lot of ways. Here is how I maneuvered through it. It all drove back to education. It started with my vocabulary. So role models should start at home. And then I think teachers should be role models. I think we do need African-American males in schools. And not just African-Americans, but more males that have a diverse background. A part of teaching is just sharing stories and life lessons, but also bringing in professional, real-life experience. And I think it was an opportunity to show them that there's some other categories of jobs out there that maybe we're not looking at. I mean, most of them think McDonald's. They undershoot themselves so much. So the school has launched this technology theme, and digital media is a huge part of that. It's where we're going. The thing about technology is you want people to think as far as they can, because then that moves us on. Students who are more advanced in technology seem to be better at math and science, and vice versa. So to me, that's where we want to be. This particular school year, the curriculum is totally up to me. There are no state standards set up for what technology is yet on some levels. So it's really up to the professional slash teacher to come up with their version of how they would teach it. The kids are looking like this. They have instant gratification on their mind. You have to be able to prove to them that what they're learning and what you're teaching them today makes sense tomorrow. So every day it was a process of, here's how this factors in the real world. Here's how you can use this exact example. But to me, success is effort. Take the little effort, do it. And then after you put that effort in and do it, you'll notice, first of all, it becomes a lot easier, and then you get better. Success doesn't mean money to me. Prime point, being a teacher. The stigma placed on teachers is the financial aspect of it. But really, it's a success because you're rewarded for whatever you do. I'll teach as long as I see the results, because I don't want to be an ineffective teacher. And there's evaluation systems, and there's all of these things that are in place now to judge the teacher, but it really just comes down to, I guess, human beings being honest with themselves. Can I teach or can't I teach? And that's in the results on several levels. People call me crazy a lot. I call myself crazy. As a matter of fact, coming into this second school year, you know, I sat down in a room with no lights on for a second, and I wondered again if I made the right decision, because the journey is so tough. When you walk in that classroom from the first time and you have to deal with these situations, you definitely second guess it. And I've turned down several six-figure jobs in order to stay as a teacher, because I think the reward, not necessarily monetary, outweighs something that would be salary. It's a moral reward, I think.